Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was very difficult to hear the news that Brook Lopez isn't going to be a Net, mainly because Brook Lopez has been through so many different eras of Nets basketball.
Right, a lot of errors.
This guy played, think about this, he played at the Izod Center. I mean, that's how long ago he was drafted by the Nets. He played at the Izod Center. He played in Newark. He played in Brooklyn. He played in Brooklyn when they were a playoff team. He played in Brooklyn when they tried to go all in. And he played in Brooklyn when they were handing a lottery pick, the number one overall pick, to the Boston Celtics, now to Philadelphia. So Brook's been here for a while. He's been through it all. He's had about 57 different head coaches. He's a great dude. I've watched him develop as a player. With all that said, and I'm going to miss him, and he owns some key Net records. Some key Net records that who knows if they'll ever be broken, considering the way this organization goes. But they had to deal him. You know, and we've known that for a year. And they had to move him. And the reason why I'm actually warm to this trade, even though I've never been a huge fan of D'Angelo Russell, or at least I haven't been in the time I've watched him in the NBA, even though he did pick it up late last year, the reason why it's a good deal is I was talking to somebody within the Nets, probably in the last 6 months, about Brook Lopez and trading him. And I was listening to what some of the possibilities and trades were that were out there. So pretty reliable. And all of the offers were terrible. I mean, they were just so awful. In today's NBA, as good of a player as Brook is, he just doesn't have that much value. So after hearing what was out there, the fact that they were able to get a 21-year-old who still has a decent upside.
It's all upside for him.
And he did pick it up under Coach Walton last year. And he had a couple of big performances down the stretch. And you put him with a player development guy like Kenny Atkinson with no pressure, because nobody cares and nobody expects anything from the Nets, the guy could turn out to be a pretty good young player. And he's very young. So considering what I heard was out there, I'm actually surprised they were even able to get a player like D'Angelo Russell. Now, part of it is that they took on Mozgov's contract. And by the way, it doesn't matter. The Nets have so much cap room. Okay, they're not signing Paul George. They're not signing LeBron James. So the idea that they had to absorb this contract means absolutely nothing. It means next to nothing. And by the way, if you close your eyes and forget that Mozgov is grossly overpaid, he's not a terrible player.
No.
Okay, he's all right.
Bad. No.
You know you had him.
No. Well, that was, they had to have him in that, even though Donnie Walsh tried to keep him from going in that Carmelo deal.
Went to Denver.
Yeah. I think it's a good move. Look, I hate to see Lopez go. I like Brook. I'm not a Net fan, but I like Brook. He's a great guy. One of the best interviews that we ever have is Brook, and we got to get him on.
It's a must.
At some point before the beginning of the season in L.A. But you get a young player, like you said, with nothing but upside. You gave up one of your draft choices with the 27th or whatever pick in the draft. Were you getting a guy as good as D'Angelo Russell? The guy was the second pick in the draft 2 years ago. So, that's a good move. That was a good deal.
I mean, it's one of those things where Brook's a free agent at the end of the year. His value as an expiring contract to the Nets is not that valuable.
Yep.
To the Lakers, it's valuable because they're chasing Paul George and LeBron James.
Yep.
That's
yep.
what they're doing. And good for them. Do whatever the hell they want. I don't care about what the Lakers do. All right? So their idea of why they made this deal is all about cap room. They obviously didn't believe that much in D'Angelo Russell anymore, which is fine. They're not exactly experts over there, so I don't, trust their judgment and say, well, they dealt him. He must stink.
Yeah, Jerry West is not running the show anymore.
No. He's not there. He's in a different location.
Yeah, we know.
Same location, different team, obviously.
Right.
Now with the Clippers. So I'm not a huge fan of D'Angelo Russell. I threw him at you the other day in a Porzingis deal.
No.
So I'm not going to lie to you and say, I got to get the Russell jersey. But they got a guy with upside. And here's the funny part. So on the same day the Nets trade Brook Lopez, the Atlanta Hawks, they don't trade Dwight Howard. They dump Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Okay? They got nothing back. Nothing back in their deal. So on a day in which both guys were rumored for a long time to be traded for each other, and Dwight was elite, right? He used to be. He was elite. Think about what the Nets got for Brook Lopez and what the Hawks got for Dwight Howard.
Hey,
it's not even close.
Not even close. Dwight Howard, to me, is one of the all-time great underachievers in the history of the NBA. I mean, really,
I think that is a great description.
That's exactly what I would call him. I think it, look, it's a good trade for the Knicks. Again, bro, you got a guy. Look, I don't know what D'Angelo Russell's going to be, but you got a kid that would still be in college in the old days.
Yeah.
He's 21 years old. He was the second pick in the draft overall. Maybe he turns out to be a star here. I mean, who knows?
And obviously, when I think of D'Angelo Russell, I think of a few things. But one of the things I think about is the Nick Young tape from a year ago.
You can't worry about it.
I can't worry about it mainly because he was 20 at the time.
Right.
It was stupid.
Right.
If you don't know what he did, he recorded secretly, or maybe it wasn't even secretly, but he recorded Nick Young admitting that he was cheating on
his girlfriend, right?
Yeah, what's her name? The famous person. Iggy Azalea?
Izzy Azalea?
Iggy Azalea? Yeah, they were engaged.
Sounds like a flower.
Yeah.
Isn't Azalea a flower?
It is a flower. That is true. Very pretty flower. So he recorded it, and then somehow it got leaked out. And so the reports were the Laker players hate him. They don't trust him. It was dumb. He shouldn't have taped it. They were doing pranks all year. That's what loser franchises do. Not that they're a loser franchise, but they were a loser team.
Yeah,
let me clean that up.
Right. Well, they've been a loser franchise for a couple of years.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years.
That has not been the pedigree.
Right. So it was dumb. It was stupid. My hope is he's 21. Kenny Atkinson, he's got no pressure here. It's kind of a new start. We'll see what happens. But, man, you know, it's funny. It goes back to David Harris. It's very difficult, I think specifically for us because of the teams we root for, to say goodbye to guys who have been good players for your team and have been there for a long time. Because there aren't a lot of those.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But at least Brook Lopez isn't going to the Knicks, though, for you.
Not yet.
Well.
He's a free agent at the end of the year. Could be your big signing next year.
Yeah, well, I don't count on that happening. But nevertheless, you know, David Harris is going to the Patriots.
No,
that's
I know.
He
really is disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Well, the thing is, that's why when David Harris was first let go, and Brandon Marshall, same thing. I disagree with Ernie.
Marshall doesn't bother me.
Well, no.
He could go anywhere.
And guys going to the Giants don't bother me nearly as much as going to the Patriots.
But you know what? But Brandon Marshall going anywhere wouldn't bother me
as much. No, because he was a hired
guy. He was a transient jet.
I just mean in general, like if David Harris had signed with the Giants today, you would have been annoyed. But at the end of the day, it's not nearly as bad as the Patriots.
No, it's not as bad.
They're the Patriots.
No, you're right. It's not as bad.
Because you know what?
I'm more annoyed.
And you even said
I'm more aggravated.
If a guy goes to the Giants, there's a chance they could win a Super Bowl. If they go to the Patriots, they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Right, it's an upset if they don't win.
Right. At least they're going to get there. So who wants to see that?
Two-year deal, Ernie?
Two-year deal for him?
Great. It's great.
I don't want to say I hope he's, like, terrible over there, because I like David Harris, but I kind of hope he's terrible.
Right. I hope he doesn't, like, make the team. No offense to David, but I hope he doesn't make the team there. What do you want me to tell you?
You never know, man. Crazy things
happen. I can't believe that Sean Ellis and David Harris are going to – two lifetime Jets – arguably Ring of Honor guys, arguably. And they're going to finish their career with the Patriots. It's a disgrace.
Yeah, and Darrell Revis already went there.
That's right. I forgot about
him. Don't forget about Darrell. That was the worst of all.
He was there 1 year. He won his ring.
Let me tell you.
I got my ring. I played 10 years with the Jets. I got my ring. I won one year with New England.
Comes back to the Jets, and he's terrible.
Right.
See, I think the Revis thing is far worse.
It wasn't terrible the first year. It was terrible the second.
He was okay the first year, I agree. But the second year is going to be the thing that you remember.
Right.
And also, I remember week 17. Which I'm not saying is all on him.
No, I'll remember that. Sammy Watkins, he beat him again.
Now, one other thing. I was driving up here, you know, it was a nice trip, didn't have a lot of traffic, and I thought of you because I was listening to Boomer and Carton, and Craig is a Knick fan. Craig Carton is willing to trade
Porzingis for
Kristaps Porzingis for just the number three
pick. That's crazy.
That's it, just
come on.
You want the whole kit.
Of course. I'm not trading him just for the number three pick. That's absurd.
I thought of you when you
That's ridiculous. If I'm going to make that deal, okay, I know what I got in Porzingis already. And again, he's got an upside. He's been better than D'Angelo Russell so far.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all right.
I'll do Russell for Porzingis, by the way.
No, I'm sure you would.
Yeah.
Hey, Craig's nuts.
He's
for the number three pick. No, I got to get a lot more than that. I told you what I want yesterday. I want the number three pick. If it's going to Boston, I want the number three pick. I want your pick from them, and I want the other pick they got from Philly.
That's
what I want. Then we'll talk.
Are you okay with what they asked from Phoenix? Did you hear about this?
No, the Knicks, you mean?
Yeah.
No, what are they asking?
Sports Talk host in Phoenix said, all right, here's what I heard the Knicks asked for. And the Suns said no. Devin Booker and number four.
For Porzingis.
Yeah, you got to make that deal.
Yeah, I would make
that. Devin Booker may be better than Chris.
No, I would make that deal. No,
yeah,
I'm making a deal.
The Suns are not making that deal. So,
yeah, because then I got the fourth pick and the eighth pick.
As long as my pick,
look, that would be a good deal.
Yes.
But Phoenix said no.
No, they said no, yeah.
But I mean, Craig's nuts. You're not trading Porzingis for just the third pick in the draft. You have no idea what that guy's going to be. You have no idea.
As much as
come on,
you and I and a lot of people love De'Aaron Fox because I think he's a reasonable guy at three.
Well, that's the guy. I would
that
take.
Would be the guy. You're probably not taking right. Josh Jackson right. or Jason right. Tatum. Right. You're taking.
Right. No, I'm taking as, Fox. I would want Fox.
Yeah,
that's
as
me.
Good as he may be, I'd need more too.
Yes,
I'd need more too. And I understand why Knicks fans don't trust Phil. Like, I totally get it. I understand Mike Vaccaro's column. We love Mike. I like reading him because he's a very opinionated guy. It kind of reminds us of us. With that said, you can't blame the Knicks and Phil for taking phone calls. Because what
no,
if Phoenix,
no, that's the right move.
What if
we talked
Phoenix,
about it yesterday. That's the right move.
Yeah, what if the Suns said, yeah, we love Porzingis so much. Here's Devin Booker, who is a very good young player. And here's the four. Of course, yeah, you'd be excited. You'd make the deal.
That deal I'll make.
Yeah. And I don't think Phil, maybe I'm giving him too much credit. Maybe it's because I'm not a Knicks fan. You can yell at me for saying this. I don't think Phil is dumb enough to trade Kristaps Porzingis.
Just for the third pick.
For just the
no.
third or for something that wouldn't no. say, whoa.
No, they got to. If you're going to trade Porzingis, you got to get a blockbuster home run. That's it.
And I think that fits it. I think yes. Booker and a four, yes.
Done.
I would do
Done.
It.
Done. Then now, I got Booker. I got the fourth pick and the eighth pick
yeah.
in the draft.
And there you go.
And let's go.
You draft a big at eight.
Done.
I don't know who
and
you.
And Porzingis is out of. And the other thing, too, if you go to Phoenix, is Porzingis now is out of the conference.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about him.
I don't have to. I see him twice a year.
That's the
it.
Thing with Boston. And he'll kill you.
And of course.
You know
course
he will.
He'll come back and kill him. That's why if you're going to trade him to the Celtics, you got to get a ransom for the guy.
Yes.
And are you kidding me?
And I think your deal, while I don't think Danny would do it, is the ransom you're talking
That's
about.
That's exactly
and
right.
And if it's not out there, you don't make
do
the
it.
Deal.
That's right.
Now, hopefully
That's
Phil
right.
is only taking phone calls because, hey, this team is bad. We should be open to anything. And he's not taking phone calls because he's offended that Kristaps Porzingis didn't show up for the exit interviews. Porzingis was a fool for not showing up for these exit interviews, but that should not be a reason why you ever entertain
no.
training.
Of course not.
It should never be
it's,
the reason.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. No, there's no way I would just trade him just for the third pick. That is a stupid trade.
Very I agree with you. We'll come back with your calls, 877-337-6666. We're broadcasting live from Connecticut at the Travelers Championship.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.